Joining us in the studio today, we have the superintendent of the Ripon Area School District, Ron Rivard. Morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me on again.
Happy almost summer, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
It's coming up the end of the week? No, I don't
know. Yeah, Father's Day is the 21st. All of us fathers will get to celebrate daylight until 9 p.m., so it'll be nice.
All right. Some different stuff that we didn't have a chance to talk about this because it's happened since the last time we met. But
sure.
Class 2026 graduated,
yeah.
And they took a high school principal with them.
They sure did. They sure did. What a great way for Bill Kinzinger to wrap up his work with them. And can't say enough good things about Bill. Not only Bill the leader, but Bill the person. And I would probably flip-flop that and say Bill the person first. A man with a heart as big as his body and just truly cares about kids. So we're going to miss Bill. I know I've been asked a bunch, what do you do after Bill Kinzinger? And I've told everybody, you don't replace Bill Kinzinger, you just hire the next principal. And that's not to take anything away from Jim DeBru, who's coming to us. Bill's just a special, special person. So we're going to miss him a lot and excited about the next chapter for yeah. sure.
Best of luck to the class 2026.
Yeah, so. They did. So not to diminish their exploits, they did some amazing things. They earned over $340,000 worth of grants and scholarships. And we have some kids traveling all over the country to go to college, and a lot of kids in youth apprenticeships pursuing work right away after high school. So they are blazing a trail as they leave Ripon High School out into the world.
All right. Another thing that is currently going on is a community survey, part of gauging the community as far as the referendum in November. And you've already had some participation in that, I guess.
Yeah, thanks, Bob. We launched our community survey to gather feedback about priorities that our community members have on the 8th of June. And as of yesterday, we already have over 165 responses. And so one, pleased with the amount of feedback, and two, the feedback that we've received so far has been encouraging in focusing those priorities on helping students prepare for life after high school. Another priority area was providing support for students with four-year and technical colleges, support for social, emotional, and mental health, special education support, and just working on employability skills too. So our community and our school have a real strong chance at partnering around those things because they've been a focus for us for a while. So being able to strengthen that is great, and even more so. And I shared this last night at our board meeting. Of those 163 respondents, almost 90% of them are in agreement for our board to look at a referendum question that doesn't impact school tax. So we're listening. We have our ears wide open and are looking forward to our first community session, which is actually this evening. So we'll be engaging myself, our business manager, one of our elementary principals, Jesse Johnson, and our people services director, Emmy Jess, and our business manager is Jonah Adams. The four of us will be at our community room this evening at 5:30 for the first community presentation to help gather some more of that feedback, like our survey is doing as well.
Now, there are two more sessions that are coming up. Do you know them? I got them in front of me.
Yeah, yeah. Vines and Rushes on June 29th, and then the Senior Center on July 7th.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for the reminder.
Vines and Rushes, 5:30.
Yeah, 5:30 p.m.
Yep. Senior Activity Center at noon.
Well, yes, that's at 12 noon. So we're excited to trying to engage with as many people from different areas too. So being out in the Nepieskin area for Vines and Rushes, we think is appropriate too, because there's more people in our school district than just the city of Ripon and the town of Ripon.
It's a great meal and a great winery too. So
yeah, you know. Yeah, we're gonna try to work on pizza, I think, for that evening.
And as far as the seniors are concerned, that sounds like it's one of their lunch and learn programs. So.
Yeah, it sure is.
Well, it kind of is, but
yeah, it's Christine over there does a great job organizing all of their activities. So we asked her when would be an appropriate time, and she thought during that lunch program would be great. I've had the chance to interact with them once before, so I'm excited to go back and talk with them about something else that'll impact their daily lives as well.
One question I forgot to ask you about the community survey is,
sure.
How do you access that?
Great. Thank you again. So on our website, there's a QR code. That you can go. Actually, there's a link and there's a QR code that you can scan with your phone. It's the same thing that we'll be doing tonight. We have half sheet flyers. We were actually at the children's fair this past weekend handing out flyers just to try to gather as much feedback as possible. So, online link as well as the QR codes that we have.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And I also believe, our plan when we go to the senior center is we're going to have some paper surveys available as well, just to make things a little bit more accessible.
All right. Now, I understand that your administrative staff is planning a trip to the Dells next Monday.
Yeah.
It's not a vacation.
No, you might see us at the water park, but I doubt it. I think you're going to. You're going to see us doing some professional learning there with school districts all across the state. The program that we're attending is called SAIL, and it's about continuous improvement strategies for school districts, and we're excited. We get to partner with a coach, and our coach is Dr. Joe Schrader, who's the Associate Executive Director of AWSA. So we're fortunate that he's our partner in that work, and we'll be up there for 3 days learning about what we can do to examine our current data picture and then leverage our knowledge and some of our learning from all of the sessions, I guess, over those 3 days to help Ripon start achieving at an even higher level, which is exciting. And the other thing that I've talked to you about before that I think is great in terms of timing is this fall in September, we're going to be revisiting our strategic plan. So our work at SAIL will help contribute to that by identifying the areas that we need to get better. So then we can align our strategic plan goals to those areas as well. So fitting, things are starting to fit together pretty well as we're ramping up for year two of my time in Ripon.
Right.
In Ripon, excuse me.
So kind of answers the question, well, what do administrators do during the summer? Well, this is part of it, right?
Yeah, this is a big one.
Their professional learning.
Yes. Yeah, our professional development will definitely impact how we get ready for next school year. And this is the kickoff to it next week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Okay. Ron, free meals this summer?
Yeah, we're excited to continue that. And we've had the very good fortune of being able to use some extra funds for the last few years, actually, to provide free meals in the summer as well as free breakfast during the school year for all of our students. So we're going to continue to do that. And a shout out to Aramark, who's our food service partner. When we renegotiated with them, we were able to experience in our negotiations enough of a savings that we anticipate actually having a balanced budget, so we'll be able to provide those free meals longer than we thought we would.
Wow. So more information on locations and times are available on your website then?
Correct, for the meals?
Right.
Yes, mm-hmm. absolutely.
Because some of them started this week.
So. They did, yeah. They usually run in conjunction with summer school, mm-hmm. And I should have mentioned that earlier, but I didn't. So our summer school program started this Monday, and it runs for 5 weeks, 4 days a week. Mm-hmm. So we're excited about the kids coming in summer to learn some of those fun enrichment things and bone up on their math and reading as well.
Ron, thank you very much for joining us today. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bob.
We've been talking with Ron Rivard, who's the superintendent of the Ripon Area School District.